Chilista, the for-profit native corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, still has a board member filling in as president. But amid the controversy over current leadership, one of Chilista's subsidiaries has gone on with business as usual, managing to secure a $4.5 billion federal contract. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Sophie Ivan has more.
Within days of Chilista mailing out shareholder proxies for the annual meeting rescheduled for November, a press release was sent out announcing Chilista Management Services' lucrative federal contract.
The contract ceiling amount is $4.5 billion. It's very significant.
That's Chilista President Monica James. James says they had to compete against many large companies for the contract, which is for creating military equipment.
We were fortunate because we had the skill set, we have the past performance. The government was very pleased with Chilista Management's performance, along with this positive support that we get from our parent corporation, Chilista, from the financial backing, which gave us the credibility that we needed to win this contract.
Chilista Aviation has joined with Science and Engineering Services Incorporated for the venture, known as the Redstone Defense System, or RDS. RDS is charged with developing rapid response hardware for the United States military. According to James, they are credited with many innovations, including the development of hardware that allows machine guns to operate in cold climates. She says they test their inventions in a prototype innovation facility.
Everything's prototype. What do you need? Okay. Our engineers go to the drawing board and they try to figure out, they bring it back to our customer and say, is this what you want? And they go through different iterations and finally everybody agrees and we go build that for the government.
One of the pieces of equipment created by RDS helps Humvees that are threatened by roadside bombs. It's called a Humvee crew extraction ring.
Our engineers invented a ring that another vehicle can clip onto that ring and pull it back on its wheels so it doesn't just sit there on its side or potentially upside down. So they're able to put the Humvee back onto the ground and get moving again.
Chilista is based in Huntsville, Alabama, and has over 800 employees. James says the three-year, $4.5 billion contract comes with the option for a two-year extension. In Bethel, I'm Sophie Van.